BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And just a quick word for those expecting Brad Mattis today from Life Issues Institute. He's actually going to be with us this coming Tuesday. Had a change that took place here internally, so trust you'll be able to join us Tuesday for Brad Mattis. We're going to be delving into an issue today that is quite troubling. And as I was combing news sources this morning, found a common story that seemed to be dominating news from a multiple number of sources. And I'm talking about print media. I'm talking about broadcast media as well. And it's regarding a report that was released today from the Center for Disease Control. And as I'm looking here from the Wall Street Journal in particular and Associated Press, they share the story with us on this very, very troubling issue. And I'd like to go, first of all, to the AP article, which says suicides and drug overdoses pushed up U.S. deaths last year and drove a continuing decline in how long Americans are expected to live. Overall, there were 2.8 million U.S. deaths in 2017, or nearly 70,000 more than the previous year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday. That's today. It was the most deaths in a single year since the government began counting more than a century ago. The increase partly reflects the nation's growing and aging population, but it's deaths in younger age groups, particularly middle-aged people, that have had the largest impact on calculations of life expectancy, experts said. The suicide death rate was the highest it's been in at least 50 years, according to U.S. government records. There were more than 47,000 suicides, up from a little under 45,000 the year before. For decades, the U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing, rising a few months nearly every year. Now it's trending the other way. It fell in 2015, stayed level in 2016, and declined again last year, the CDC said. Suicides and drug overdoses helped lead a surge in U.S. deaths last year and drove a continuing decline in how long Americans are expected to live. U.S. health officials released the latest numbers today. The nation is in the longest period of a generally declining life expectancy since the late 1910s, when World War I and the worst flu pandemic in the modern history combined to kill nearly 1 million Americans. Aside from that, we've never really seen anything like this, said Robert Anderson, who oversees the death statistics at the CDC. CDC officials did not speculate about what's behind declining life expectancy, but Dr. William Dietz, a disease prevention expert at George Washington University, sees a sense of hopelessness. And folks, that's what we're going to be talking about today, is hope in a world of despair. But he sees a sense of hopelessness. He said, I really do believe that people are increasingly hopeless, and that leads to drug use. It leads potentially to suicide, he said. Drug overdose deaths also continued to climb, surpassing 70,000 last year in the midst of the deadliest drug overdose epidemic in U.S. history. The death rate rose 10% from the previous year. The suicide rate was 14 deaths per 100,000 people, the highest since at least 1975. West Virginia was once again the state with the highest rate of drug overdose deaths, they report. Matter of fact, NBC News indicated, as we talked to West Virginia, and we got West Virginians tuned in here today, West Virginia led the nation with 57.8 overdose deaths per 100,000 people. 57.8. Next was Ohio with 46.3 overdose deaths per 100,000. Then Pennsylvania, 44.3, and the District of Columbia, 44, had the highest observed age-adjusted drug overdose death rates in 2017, the CDC report said. But deaths from the powerful painkiller fentanyl and its close opioid cousins continued to soar in 2017. Also, we have from ABC saying the nation is in the longest period of a generally declining life expectancy since the late 1910s when World War I and, again, that flu pandemic in modern history combined to kill nearly 1 million Americans. Looking at also USA Today, Americans are more likely, twice as likely to die by their own hands of their own will than by someone else's. Alcohol and substance abuse are risk factors, and both are increasing. Isolation risk raises the risk, and nearly half of Americans say that sometimes or always feel alone. Increasing smartphone use has been linked to suicidal thoughts in teenagers. A quote from Thomas Joyner, a leading suicide researcher, said, quote, "We're trying to reduce suicide death rates in the face of a culture that's ever more fascinated with violence. It has a bunch of opiates around left and right, where family structure isn't getting more cohesive, and neither is community structure." Very interesting observations coming from that source. But again, data for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released today show the life expectancy fell by 1/10 of a year to 78.6 years, pushing down by the sharpest annual increase in suicides in nearly a decade and a continued rise in deaths from the powerful opioid drugs like fentanyl, reports U.S. This is the Wall Street Journal. Life expectancy, 84.1 years in Japan. 84.1 years. Now, here in the U.S., 78.6 years. Japan, 84.1. Switzerland, 83.7. First and second and the most ranked by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The U.S. ranks 29th. 29th in the U.S., this land of prosperity. 29th as it relates to the life expectancy rate. Bob Anderson, chief of the Mortality Statistics Branch of the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, said in an interview that it's significant. It doesn't seem like a lot, but in terms of human cost, you've got a lot of life that's not being lived. He said that the report further indicated that white men and women fared the worst, along with black men, all of whom experienced increases in death rates. Death rates rose in particular for adults ages 25 to 44. Suicide rates are highest among people in the nation's most rural areas. On the other hand, deaths declined for black and Hispanic women and remained the same for Hispanic men, reported the Wall Street Journal. But folks, I'd like to capitalize on this issue here. This matter of hopelessness, as was reported, that believe, stated here by Dr. William Dietz, a disease prevention specialist and expert at George Washington University, saying, "I really do believe that people are increasingly hopeless, and that leads to drug use. It leads to potentially to suicide. People see a sense of hopelessness." Friends, I was very troubled at that this morning as I was hearing that in the news and seeing that in the news stories, because the message that you hear from this Christian broadcast station is a message of hope. A message of hope in a world of despair, in this world of hopelessness. And I want to share with you some scripture verses. Like in Psalm 31, verse 24, where it says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Psalm 16:9 says, "Therefore my heart is glad, my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope." Psalm 38:15, "For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God." Psalm 39, verse 7, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." Many of us are familiar with Psalm 42, verse 5. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Psalm 71, 5. "For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Friends, we have hope. That hope is not going to be found in this world's goods. It's not going to be found in that next job promotion, or whether the Dow raises sufficiently enough or not, or how the 401k is doing. If our hope is based upon those things, we're going to be ones that are locked up into despair. And sometimes it's issues that are pertaining to the economies of the world, a job situation. Perhaps it's family relationships. Perhaps it's an illness or disease. But friends, there's hope, and it's found in Christ. And as we talk about the issues here on Crosstalk, and all the world today is talking about the increased rates of drug abuse deaths and suicide rates that are escalating, and they're seeing some levels that we have not seen since World War I when that was combined with a flu pandemic. But friends, we've got the message. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you've got the message of hope to share with this world that's in despair. And the world today is talking about despair and hopelessness, and what are we going to do, and how are we going to handle this? The psalmist said in Psalm 130 verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and his word do I hope. We've got a message of hope that we need to proclaim. And as I was contemplating these very thoughts for the program and hearing all these news stories today and the thought of hopelessness, and I'm listening with my radio in my office, and all of a sudden I heard a spot come on that is promotive of a resource that offers hope from our VCY bookstore called Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles. And we want to talk about this here today on Crosstalk. And joining me right now is our bookstore manager, Rick Bach. Rick, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Rick, these are certainly troubling things that we're hearing in the news today, that just the abandonment going on, the hopelessness, the despair, the drug abuse deaths, these increasing suicide rates.
The broken homes, the war, the violence between political parties, you can go on and on and on. And it's no wonder that people don't have hope anymore. But there is one thing that I look at when it comes to hopelessness or hope. I look at even the Christian, non-Christian for sure, but anybody. The farther you move away from that awesome, intimate relationship with God, the more apt you are to lose hope.
Yeah.
And I think when we're able to connect with Jesus Christ, to connect in that relationship, and we realize what we have in Christ and the hope we have and the hope for eternity and even the hope we have now, oh, we should be dancing in the streets as Christians. We should be shouting from the rooftops, really. And when we really focus and we have perspective on everything that goes on in this world, and we have the right perspective and really seeing everything that goes on through the perspective of our relationship with God, perspective of heaven, perspective of eternity, things start to change in our lives, and that hope builds up again.
It really does. And folks, that's going to be our message here. We're just seconds away from a break. But that is our message today of providing hope, to provide hope in a world of despair. And no doubt many of you have heard some of the about this report that's been released today, but it's certainly one of doom and gloom across the nation, and seeing the hopelessness that is there and how many are choosing to take their own life or getting involved with the abuse of drugs to somehow solve the problems. Well, friends, it doesn't work that way. It is God who is going to provide that hope for us. As Jeremiah the prophet wrote in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. We're going to be talking more about that infinite hope after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what kind of life lives in the deep ocean?
Chris, we're just now beginning to explore the deep ocean. Recently, a very exotic form of life was discovered around seafloor vents, where superheated water bubbles out from the interior of the earth into the cold oceans. There's no light down there, but submarines have discovered much life around these vents. Evolutionists are quick to point out that this must be the kind of life that was the original life billions of years ago. But not so fast. Recent research projects have shown that these pods of life around the seafloor vents are not old in any sense. They may be only a few thousand years old, not billions as required by evolution. And they certainly didn't spring to life from non-living chemicals. If it's living, God created it, and He did so back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today is that of hope in a world of despair. And despair is much of what's taking place in news across the nation here today, as a report came out from Centers for Disease Control about the increased number of suicides and drug overdoses and deaths caused by drug overdose, and the comments about the feelings of hopelessness in this world. And perhaps, listening friend, you have been feeling hopeless in your world and in the issues that are impacting you. As we mentioned, it could be coming from a number of sources. It could be financial struggle. It could be some aspect of the economy or something happening within your job or joblessness, or perhaps it's an illness. Perhaps it's that of family relationships, or any number of issues that have hit you in some regard. Today, we want to give a message of hope to counter that which we are hearing about so prevalent in the news today. Rick Bach is with us from our VCY bookstore, and it just so happened that this very month, you have been offering all month long a book by Johnny Erickson Tada called Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles. Rick, tell us about it.
Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles is a encouraging book for everybody, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian, a person that doesn't know Christ. This is something where it's going to lead you to the real hope that there is in Christ. As a Christian, we need encouragement all the time on a continual basis, especially when we struggle, especially when we're in chronic pain, especially when you have to spend 1 or 2 months in the hospital and you don't know what to do. You need that strength and encouragement. This book, from somebody that knows about pain, Johnny Erickson Tada, has written a book that clearly gives us the picture of hope through stories and her insights and through Scripture.
Friends, as you know, the name Johnny Erickson Tada, if you don't, she has been a, well, internationally beloved advocate for people with disabilities, and she recently had received a cancer diagnosis for the second time. She is founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends in Agoura Hills, California, also an award-winning artist and speaker and author, more than 50 books. But she is very much a seasoned warrior when it comes to dealing with serious health issues. She's endured 51 years of quadriplegia, chronic pain, a previous battle against stage 3 breast cancer 8 years ago. 2010, she underwent a mastectomy and chemotherapy treatment. After 5 years, she was declared cancer-free. But underwent some tests here just a couple weeks ago, and they found this nodule which had developed over in the area of recent that surgery, and the biopsies, they saw a small cancerous tumor, which that was just went into surgery this past Monday. But Rick, she had such an amazing testimony as she found out this news and went through this crisis.
You know, I mentioned before, it's perspective. Here's her perspective. Here's just a few quotes from her. When I received the unexpected news of cancer from my surgeon, I relaxed and smiled, knowing that my sovereign God loves me dearly and holds me tightly in his hands. What good is it if we only trust the Lord when we understand his ways? That only guarantees a life filled with doubts. And she continues and says, please pray that God will be glorified through all of this, that he will be trusted and exalted, that this new challenge becomes a platform for showcasing his grace as well as the giving of the gospel. Jesus is ecstasy beyond compare, and if new hardships draw us closer to him, I am more than content with that.
Wow.
Now, well, that's perspective.
It really is, I know the news is optimistic through her blog since the treatment on Monday, the surgery that has taken place. But Rick, she writes about her struggles and how people can have hope. I mean, she knows what struggles are. She knows what difficult times are, and yet she presents this book of infinite hope.
That's what's so great about this, is she's very real. She's transparent. She says things, she doesn't hold back anything. She says things that, you know, maybe it might surprise you. But the bottom line is she fills this book with hope, and she'll fill your heart with hope and in regards to everything that she's, whether it's the stories or insights or scripture. And this book is broken down into four parts. One is infinite assurance, which is, Lord, show me your purpose. And then part two is infinite possibilities. Lord, grant me faith in times of trouble. And then part three is infinite truth. Lord, help me trust your heart. Mm. And part four, infinite tomorrows. Lord, let me live with infinite hope. And so each one of these categories she addresses. And she also looks at the question, you know, why? Why me? Why, God, is this happening? All those questions have been asked by all of us if we've been honest at all in sometime in our life. And she hits those head on, confronts those, and brings about more encouragement in addressing that issue.
But friends, she also says right in the foreword of her book, saying, our world is in terrible turmoil. People are angry, cynicism and despair are on the rise. The nightly news reminds us we are only one terrorist plot away from another global nightmare. We desperately need soul-settling hope, the kind of hope that's infinite, never fading, and always brightening our darkest paths. We need the hope of God to fill and overflow our hearts, transforming us into people who are confident and at peace with ourselves, our God, and our circumstances. And that's what she lives, and that's what she presents in this book, Rick, called Infinite Hope.
And she does, and this is part of that hope. God cares about every struggle, every pain and loss that you experience. And there's people out there listening that are going through that struggle, pain, and loss, and understand the deep love God has for you. You don't have to fear, because he loves you more than you can imagine. And he's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And so when we look at life in general, it is so easy for us to just let our guard down and lose the appreciation that we have in the hope we have in Christ, and the appreciation for heaven itself, where one day God will wipe away all our tears. One day Johnny Erickson Tata will be in heaven, and I guarantee you she'll be dancing up a storm. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our hope, Jim. That's all part of our hope, but we can have that hope now, not just looking to the future, but looking at what our relationship with God and the strength that gives us, knowing that he is with us all the time.
I understand she also has her paintings in this book.
She has 25 different paintings and drawings in this book. Most of them are in full color, and maybe a lot of people know this, but she puts the paintbrush between her teeth so she can paint. And it's incredible, and that's another encouragement in itself, just the artwork in this book. So that's a bonus as far as I'm concerned. And even in those, each picture will show you the hope that we have in God.
Amen. Well, Rick, we have one other resource by Johnny we're going to talk about, but this book, Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles, through this month of November, you have been featuring this, and I realize today is November 29th, tomorrow is the 30th, and so if people want to obtain this, they do have to act very quickly, but you have reduced this resource significantly as a means to get this in the hands of people. You've put it about as low as you can in order to make it available to people and to minister to people who are going through perhaps times of struggle or times of hopelessness, despair. Tell us about what you've got available here.
The regular price of this book, Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles, is $14.99. We have 41% off. The price is $8.84. Wow. And one of the reasons we do this, Jim, we want people to think of other people. Yes, buy for yourself. That's fine. That's good. That'll be encouraging. But think of those that would really benefit from a nice little boost of hope that this book would bring them. And there's so many in all of our lives. There's somebody that is suffering, even chronically, that you can put just a little bit of encouragement in their life.
Yes, and indeed, this is something whereby if you know somebody going through times of struggle, that you can share this with them. We have a second resource by Johnny. We're going to tell you about today that also focuses on hope in this time of despair. Before we do that, though, Rick, I know that people can go online right now and obtain this. Again, it's only good for about the next 27 or 28 hours. But
right.
If they contact you through the website or by phone, they can take advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely. By phone, you can call 888- 722-4822. 1-800-273-2829, or you can visit 24hoursvcy.com. The information is there. It's very easy to navigate our website. And our central time hours here to answer the phone are weekdays 10 to 6, and that'll be today and tomorrow.
Okay. So by 6 p.m. today or central time, or so 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, that book, again, is called Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles. Now, you may want to delay your call just a moment, because there is a second resource by Johnny that really I would think people would want to get both of these, and it's one called Beside Bethesda.
These books complement each other, the book and this devotional. Beside Bethesda, this is a 31-day devotional, and the focus is on healing. Yes, it's on suffering, but it's a spiritual healing. Johnny goes into so many things that go farther than just a physical healing. And she looks at suffering from the perspective of eternity and what the benefits that come by surrendering your suffering to the working of God. And some of the devotional titles, Jim, are Joyful in Hope, Your Role in Eternity, The Highest Priority, Not Why, But How, When You Are Squeezed, and one called A Splash of Heaven. These are just maybe two or three pages long. She has a little application, and also she has scripture along with it. These are absolutely powerful. I've read these, and they are very not only encouraging, but they'll make you sit back and think and take a second look, not only at your life, but a second look at suffering itself, and take a second look at the love that God has for us.
31 days toward deeper healing. It's called Beside Bethesda. That's where did she get this Bethesda from?
The Pool of Bethesda, where everybody, you know, the pool be stirred up, and everybody was waiting around that pool in Bible times, waiting around that pool to, when it was time to jump in and be healed. And Jesus came forth, and he healed one person. He healed one person at that Pool of Bethesda. And what's the next question we have, or I have? What about all the rest at the pool? Why didn't he go around and just touch everybody and heal everybody? Well, God had a mission for Jesus, and Jesus his mission was perfect. And this is what was supposed to happen at that time. And I think it will bring eventually encouragement to many people when they understand the overall picture that God has for us and the plan that he has for us as individuals.
Rick, this Beside Bethesda 31-day devotional book, you also have significantly reduced, that our Crosstalk listeners can take advantage of.
Yes. It, too, is $14.99 and 41% off. It also is $8.84. And it's a 7.5 by 5.25 hardcover book, about 170 pages. I'm telling you, it's just a powerful little book.
It really is. And so both books together would be $17.68. There's going to be some shipping that has to be put onto that to be sent off to them. But, Rick, again, here, and we're going to be playing a clip from Johnny here in just a moment after the break. But to tell us here, before we go to the break, give us a website first, if you would, where our listeners can obtain that right now, and then also the toll-free number.
Yes, the easiest way to do this is vcy.com. That's vcy.com. And the phone number is 888-722-4829.
And this expires at the end of November 30th. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow at the end of the day, 6 o'clock. We will keep on vcy.com. We'll go beyond that. But 6 o'clock for phone calls.
Okay. Well, friends, I'd like to play for you a clip from Johnny Erickson right after this break. And we'll have you really sense her heart a little bit more in this book, Beside Bethesda. We're talking about this today because of the hopelessness that's part of our society today, as released through the CDC report about the number of people engaging in drug overdose and suicide. We'll be back in a minute.
Racism is a charge often leveled in today's society. But did you know that we are all one race? Of one blood? We are all part of the human race. It is imperative for children to understand what God's Word says on this subject, that they know the true history of life, so that we can build a truly Christian worldview and address the matter correctly. In the hardcover book, One Blood for Kids, author Ken Ham addresses this critical issue in a way that brings understanding to children. This book takes the reader on a spiritual journey, presenting the real history of man, the connections between us, and how the variations of our skin tones reflect the creativity of our Creator. Fascinating facts and full-color illustrations are throughout the book. One Blood for Kids is available for a donation of $17 or two copies for a donation of $30 from VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America, responding to a need of the hour, and that is hope in a world of despair. We're talking every virtual news source across this nation has been picking up on this rise in suicide rates as the Centers for Disease Control just released the report today. The rise in suicide rates this year over last and the increase that we've seen take place, as well as the rise in the drug overdose deaths that have led to death as well, and many not expecting their lives to be ended, thinking that, well, it's just one more fix, just one more shot of this, one more opportunity to feel good, and realize that was one that was too many. Sometimes it happens on the very first attempt, sometimes multiple attempts in that regard. But the whole aspect that has been indicated by those who have observed this situation has talked about this being caused by this sense of hopelessness. And that's the words from a Dr. William Dietz, a disease prevention expert at George Washington University, who talks about this sense of hopelessness, saying, I really do believe that people are increasingly hopeless and that that leads to drug use. It leads potentially to suicide. And so, friends, today, our message is one of hope and providing that hope for you, even as Scripture lays out so often throughout, as we think, here's a passage from Romans, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We don't have to live in despair. We don't have to live in turmoil as to the events of this world, but we have a message of hope that this radio station proclaims. And I trust that as you listen 24/7 to the message of your local radio station, friends, you're going to see that that message of hope is there in this world of despair. And this is the message we need to take to others. I've invited Rick Bach on, our bookstore manager, because he had a couple of resources this very month that was offering to our own listeners, but how this so applies to this topic of today, and so invited him to come on and talk about these books by Johnny Erickson, Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles, and also Beside Bethesda, which they have reduced at 41% off. You will have to cover some shipping. They'll give you the details as you call, or if you go online at vcy.com, vcy.com, or call 1-888-722-4829. Let me hear just a brief clip here from Johnny Erickson about this 31-day devotional that she has written called Beside Bethesda.
When I first learned I had stage 3 breast cancer, I was stunned, shocked. Like, God, isn't quadriplegia and chronic pain enough? My mastectomy and the worst part of chemotherapy is behind me, but I still have a ways to go before doctors declare me cancer-free. But what happens if it returns? What if God doesn't heal me completely? I've wrestled with that question a lot, but thank the Lord I have found answers. And I put them in my new book called Beside Bethesda. You may recall that the Pool of Bethesda in biblical times was where people went to seek physical healing. Some were healed, but many more were not. But doesn't God intend health and wholeness for all His children? Why would He choose healing for some and not others? If you struggle with these questions, or you know someone who does, Beside Bethesda is a must read. For there is a kind of healing, a deeper healing that is far more satisfying than beating back cancer or rising up out of a wheelchair. Come and discover what that healing is in Beside Bethesda.
Rick, I find it very interesting that she recorded this at a time prior to her being re-diagnosed with cancer.
Right. And then she says, if it does return, what then?
Yeah.
And as the comments that I, or the quotes that I read earlier shows you, she has not lost her perspective. She is such a light in the darkness when it comes to pain and suffering. And Jim, there's one thing that you'll see over and over again. God does not waste anything. And God will not waste pain. He won't waste your pain. He won't waste the pain that I go through. He redeems the pain, and he makes use of the pain in ways that sometimes we don't even realize. We won't know until eternity, and I think we'll be shown, look at what I did with that pain, and look at how it impacted other people. And that's part of the hope too. God continually working in our lives.
Friends, we're going to open our phone lines here today on Crosstalk, and maybe you want to comment on this aspect of hopelessness today that's being purveyed through the news stories, the report that came out today from Centers for Disease Control on the aspect of suicide at a 50-year peak, pushing down the U.S. life expectancy, the increase in drug overdose deaths that is taking place across this nation. We've got hope that's found in Jesus Christ. And perhaps you're listening and struggling today, and you don't know Christ as your Savior. Our prayer is that today you would place your trust in Him. By the way, our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. What is your comment today, listeners, on this topic of hopelessness that is coming through the CDC report? And today, our purpose is not to have you dwell in hopelessness or despair, but to provide hope. And Rick, that's exactly what these books provide, is hope to the reader.
They do. There is bottom line for these two books. The bottom line is you will be encouraged, or giving it to somebody else, they will be encouraged. There is no question. You can't walk away from reading these and think the same. And so they're very powerful. And I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that some people around us are going through pain. Some might hide it. Some might not even, you know, mention it too much, or here and there. I think we can be a little more sensitive to the pain that is around us, even those that are Christians, but those that don't know Christ as Savior, and give them true hope, not only in Christ, but give them an attitude of, listen, I care about you. Mm. I love you. I want to tell you something that even is more love than I could ever give you.
Yeah.
And so that's all part of it too, just being aware of around us of who is really struggling.
Who is
and
struggling.
How we can help them. Yes.
Yeah,
how we can help them.
How we can help them. And that the how is Jesus Christ.
Right.
And to share the comfort and peace that comes from knowing Him. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Lat calling in. Hi, Lat, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good program. I just caught a little bit at the end here. The biggest thing is, you know, without Jesus Christ, you have hope. You know, people put their hope and trust in material things and money and riches, and that there is no hope in that. That's only a temporary hope. And the thing is, you know, I was the same way before I got saved in 2001 through a message through your radio station, VCY America, through the message from Charles Stanley, where I knew I needed a Savior in the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only hope we have, is we can't put our hope in money, we can't put our hope in material things, but the Lord Jesus Christ gives us hope that when we know Him, we will have everlasting life with Him in heaven someday.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lat, for the call. We've got Barbara next. Hi, Barbara. Turn your radio down, please, Barbara. You are on the air.
Yes, I just love Johnny, as I know everybody else does. I had cancer in 2003. I'm now 84. Myself, I chose to have no chemotherapy, no radiation, no medicine. I gave myself to the Lord Jesus, and not everybody, I mean, each case is individual.
Sure.
Anyway, I just want to all listening that can agree with me to believe the Lord is going to heal her. And as she said, if He chooses to take her home, she wins either way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt. I mean, if I passed away, I was going home.
Yeah.
So how could I do anything but be joyful?
Amen.
And being joyful in the circumstance, not for it, but in it, is what, it's the Lord's strength that strengthens us.
Amen. Thank you, Barbara.
So God bless each person that Jesus loves each of you that are listening.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate your call. And Rick, that's something that a believer in Christ has, is that hope of, and it's not a hope so, but it's that certain confidence. It is that blessed confidence we have of spending eternity with the Lord.
And it's a sure hope. It's something guaranteed. It's something every day when we get up and God allows us to be alive on this earth, we should celebrate that. I really believe we can celebrate our life here, but we also can celebrate what we have to look forward to. And that hope builds, Jim. I think one of the things that builds hope more than anything, I believe this, and that is our relationship with God, our growing, alive, dynamic, intimate relationship with God. And as we do that and pursue that, God is pursuing us. And I think that's what makes this hope just explode in our life.
Friends, if you're looking for some resources on this to share with somebody, again, the VCY Bookstore has both these books, Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles, as well as the devotional, 31-day devotional called Beside Bethesda. They have them at 41% off. It's been that way for the month of November, but that expires tomorrow, November 30th. And you can take advantage of it by going to vcy.com, vcy.com, or calling 1-888-722-4829. Now, right now, you may get a busy signal because they've got just a single line going in there. And if that's the case, just wait a little bit later and call the number 1-888-722-4829. Trevor is calling from Stevens Point. You're on the air, Trevor.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I did want to say, after hearing what this lady's been through, it kind of humbles you and makes you think that your problems aren't that big. Hmm. And, I wanted to ask your advice. My grandmother, she's getting up there in age, and she had cancer, and it kind of destroyed her body. And like so she calls me all the time crying. And she's saved, and I don't know how to give her hope. I really don't. You know, I don't know why she has to go through this. But I was wondering if you can give me some pointers.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we'd recommend, Trevor, is, and Rick, I'm sure you'd agree, that so much comfort comes just by reading Scripture. Mm-hmm. And Trevor, just taking time, whether it be on the phone or in personal visit, to open up to the Book of Psalms in particular, to give that comfort and that reassuring hope that comes from the Word of God. That's what helps. I mean, we struggle, we have anxieties, but as Scripture says, to cast our care upon Him because He cares for you, and to spend time reading Psalms, reading Scripture, and spending time in prayer. Rick, perhaps you have a comment.
I do. That is absolutely a necessity. And the other thing is, we need each other. We need each other, not just family, but friends or those neighbors, whatever. We need each other that will be able to encourage and help and minister to those that are hurting. And in this particular situation, man, I would just love to touch people's hearts and say, listen, this lady needs to be really encouraged. Mm-hmm. Pray with her, read Scripture with her, do whatever it takes to lift her spirits and show her the hope mm-hmm. that she does have in Christ.
Trevor, do you want to just mention a first name that people can be praying for her today?
Yes, her name is Alice, and I actually live here in Wisconsin. She lives in Arizona, okay. And I can't be there with her.
Sure.
So.
Mm-hmm. And
Alice.
Be praying, folks, for Alice in Arizona. But certainly, Trevor, as God gives you ability to take time to read a psalm with her on the phone, or perhaps there are contacts there in Arizona that can go and visit and minister to her, maybe some possibilities. But I appreciate your call, and we're going to ask our listeners to be praying for Alice.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for the call. We're up against a break. Rick Bach is with us here today. And, of course, these are just tools to help people to provide the area of hope based upon Scripture itself. And you can check it out, vcy.com or 1-888-722-4829. We'll pick up more of your calls right after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. For some time, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung and I on my broadcast have talked about the fact that we both believe that it's very likely that the enemies of Israel will attack America prior to their attacking Israel so that America cannot come to the aid and defense of Israel. Recently, in my studies on electromagnetic pulse bombs, I discovered this. Oliver Zahri, one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, has openly called for a fatwa, or religious edict, to enlist his followers to carry out nuclear strikes against the United States of America, to use nuclear weapons against the American people, because, quote, there is no doubt that the greatest enemy of Islam and Muslims at this time is the Americans, end quote. He went on to call for striking America, the great Satan, before striking Israel, just as Jimmy DeYoung and I have predicted.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today is hope in a world of despair. And if you missed, just joined the program, I would encourage you to listen to the very front edge of the program here today through the either a rebroadcast or to go online. It should be posted within just a couple hours at VCYAmerica.org or crosstalkamerica.com. You can always download the program, re-listen to it, but really sets the stage through this CDC report and about the sharp increase in suicides and drug overdose deaths that are taking place across our land, with the comments saying people are feeling hopeless. Today we have a message of hope that we wish to portray to you. Colleen is next in Venice, Florida. Colleen, you're on the air.
Hi. I have to say I haven't heard the whole program, but I was very compelled to call when I heard this. I just wanted to say, really encourage people, the time to prepare for any kind of calamity or tsunami in your life is well before it hits. When a person is racked with pain or going through a deep sorrow and grief, it is harder to reach down in the reserves and really commune with God if you don't have that ongoing relationship. But when you do, it makes all the difference in the world.
You're right.
I have a very dear friend who was diagnosed with advanced cancer, and she got the diagnosis just the day before Thanksgiving. And she's a strong believer, and when I talked to her, she said, Colleen, I I'm so close to God, and now I'm just going to get closer.
Wow.
And I was so blessed to hear that. And then when they found out the extent of the cancer, and that it sounds like it's just everywhere, I talked to her again, and she said, it's okay, I'm at perfect peace. And I was just in awe. You know, we all want to be that way, but the only way you can be that way is if you prepare, if you really know the Lord before the tsunami overwhelms you. Because when you're overwhelmed, that is a time to turn to the Lord, of course. But, wow, if you can only be at peace before it hits, you know, you trust Him. You know that whatever it is, it's not maybe pleasant, it's a valley, but he'll be there with you. You know that. You just know that you know.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Rick, your comment.
You know, Jim, it's true. Most of the calamity we have in our life, whether it's relational, whether it's pain, a lot of it happens in a split second. Life can turn on a dime, a phone call, or a prognosis as far as a doctor, you know, diagnosing cancer or whatever it might be. Most of what happens that is really major happens very quickly. And the caller is absolutely right. We're all going to face some kind of struggle and trial. I don't mean to be negative, but if you're out there and everything is hunky-dory and everything's happy and no pain, no anything, you know, life is just throws us a lot of curveballs. And when we are prepared by being in that relationship with God, that growing relationship, digging into Scripture with Him, letting Him speak to us through the Word, talking to Him on a consistent basis, and allowing that to grow, not only is that the most adventurous, most awesome thing to be involved in as far as that relationship with God, but it also does prepare us for the future.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, Colleen, for the call.
Thank you for being there.
Sure. Chris in West Dallas, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I plan on purchasing a book later today or early tomorrow. I have someone very special that God has brought into my life to share this book with. So, you know, I know I've experienced firsthand what it means to be hopeless and helpless. And, you know, I never thought that God could forgive someone like me. You know, I tried every program the state had to offer here, inpatient, outpatient. There's been times, you know, when I had a plastic bag over my head trying to take my life and God wouldn't let me. I've had many times, doing drugs for 30 years is a form of suicide. You know, I just didn't see any hope for my life until I met Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's totally transformed my life. Am I perfect? No. Have I fallen since I became a believer? Yes, I have. But God, the Bible says, he who's begun a good work in you should bring it to completion unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. For anyone out there that just wants to give up, humble yourself, get on your knees, cry out to God, and he will reach down and save you. That's my message. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And Tom in Port Wing, our final caller today, you're on the air.
I have a comment. With the nation drowning in drug abuse, we now are being asked to legalize another drug, looking for hope in all the wrong places.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you sharing that. Certainly there is, this is secular professions that are pointing out, Rick, that people are hopeless today. We see things more through, this is a spiritual need that, is across our land. But we've also, to that spiritual need, have a spiritual answer to it.
We do in Jesus Christ, and we can be so thankful not only for our relationship we can have for Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross for us, our salvation. Not only can we be thankful for that, but we can be thankful that it's available to everybody. Those that don't know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, it's available to them right now, and that hopelessness can be turned on its head, and it can be a hopeful life the rest of their life. And so that's the message. Listen, it comes down to this. Sometimes it seems there's nothing left to say except, help, Lord, help me. I urgently need you. And when we get to that point where we can only depend on God and nothing else, that's right where he wants us.
And the books here from Johnny Erickson, who knows what trial and struggle is, her book, Infinite Hope in the Midst of Struggles, reduced 41% through November 30th. That's tomorrow. It's available 24/7 at vcy.com, or we'll give you the number in just a moment, and also the 31-day devotional Beside Bethesda, 31 days toward deeper healing in Jesus Christ, also 41% off. There will be shipping on top of that from the bookstore and any applicable tax. But Rick, give us the website and the phone number here in closing.
Sure. The phone number is 888-722-4829, and the website is vcy.com. That's vcy.com.
Thank you, Rick, for making these resources available to address a very critical need across this nation today.
Thank you, Jim.
Rick Bach here from the VCY Bookstore, but friends, the greater message is that of hope. Hope in a world of despair. We have that hope. It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Place your trust in him. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.